I'm Gary Turner, and I'm Managing Director for Xero Online Accounting Software. So Small Business Advice Week this week, and this is pretty interesting research that we've just discovered. I think when most people think about the economy of the UK, they think of the headline-grabbing industries like financial services as being the ones that play a vital role in the kind of economic recovery and vitality. But most businesses, and most people would be surprised to learn that small businesses actually comprise 50% of our GDP as a nation. So we're absolutely a small business economy. What's alarming about this research this week is that most of those small businesses, over 50% of them, are still using paper-based kind of record-keeping. And if they are using technology, it's often very, very simplistic spreadsheet, perhaps. We're just encouraging small businesses to think a bit more broadly about how newer technologies that have emerged in the last 5 or 10 years that are cost-effective to acquire, don't take a lot of maintenance and are very easy to use, can actually help them just gain a 5 or 10% improvement in productivity. And it doesn't have to be much, given the contribution they make to the national economy as a whole, for that to really solidify what's happening in the economic recovery at the moment. So it's just interesting that so many small businesses are running still in the kind of 1980s world of business management. So paper-based accounting, record keeping, and spreadsheets are not very efficient. I can see that they are simplistic ways of running your business, but you're busy running your small business. You often leave things like that to the back end of the day, and it's not very efficient running in that way. And never mind the fact that spreadsheets, there's some research that sort of over 80% of spreadsheets have errors in them as well. And so there's an accuracy challenge and there's just an efficiency challenge, and it's not very productive. But most small businesses run that way. That's the reality, is over 50% of them do that. And we're just encouraging them to rethink that approach, and trying to explain to them some of the benefits that they can obtain just by investing in some slightly more up-to-date technology. Cash flow is definitely a problem for all businesses, and most acutely so for small businesses. And if I'm running my business and I'm trying to keep on top of my debtors on a list and a notebook or even on a spreadsheet, that's not the most clever way of useful way of keeping on top of my debtors, and there are now technology tools available that will help me just understand what my cash flow position is much more readily. Stuff I can run on an iPhone or a smartphone or tablet device that will help me chase my debtors more effectively and get credit control back in line, but also help me raise capital if I can. Produce some meaningful reports about how my business is doing, then that makes me a much less riskier prospect for somebody to lend money to. So certainly getting investment is helped by better systems as well. There's lots of resources available online. LinkedIn and some social networks are pretty good places to go and find out what's available for small businesses out there. You can speak with your accountant or any bookkeeper would be able to give you some great advice about some of the simple tools and systems that you can use. And for Small Business Advice Week, we'd also advise people that we have a whole load of guides and resources on our website. So it's xero.com, X-E-R-O. xero.com/guides. There's a whole host of information there that will help small businesses understand how to manage their cash flow, raise capital, hiring people, setting up offices, lots of guides available online.